Eternal Captive, Mark of the Vampire, by Laura Wright. Narrated by Tavia Gilbert. Copyright 2012 by Laura Wright. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with NAL Signet, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. The Breeding Male. Scotland, 1872. Titus Evictus paced in his iron enclosure, his fangs fully extended, his pale eyes dilated, his long, heavily muscled body nude, save for the painful iron cup that imprisoned his cock. There were moments in his miserable existence, brief and gleefully hopeful, when he felt less than rabid, when his mind attempted to clear away the fog, when the scent of blood was not ever deep inside his nostrils, and when the call of a warm, wet pussy didn't send his body into spasms of painful arousal. That day, however, was not today. Avena was being led into his pen by two short pavens with long braided beards, her kin. He recognized their scent from the night before. The Vena struggled and grunted and breathed heavily, the scents of peat smoke and the spray of the sea escaping her skin. Though his nostrils flared and his mouth filled with saliva, Titus kept his back to the iron wall and his eyes down. After so many years of this delectable, tortuous labor, he now refused to look at the faces of the Venas that were brought before him. He found their fear impossible to resist. As her kin released her and quickly left the pen, slamming the iron door behind them, the Vena stood stock still, her fingers fisting around the gray fabric of her gown, the key to his iron prison dangling from